Chapter 4. How Robin Hood Won the Match. Each archer in the match shot in turn, and the people of Sherwood never saw such archery as was done that day. Finally, the best 10 men were left. Of these 10, 6 were famous throughout the land, and most of the people there knew them. 2 others were archers of Yorkshire. Another was a tall stranger in blue who said he came from London. And the last was a poor stranger in scarlet, who wore a patch over one eye.
"Now," said the sheriff to a man-at-arms who stood near him, "do you see Robin Hood among those 10?"
"No, your worship," answered the man. "6 of them I know well. Of those Yorkshire archers, one is too tall and the other too short to be the outlaw. Robin's beard is as yellow as gold, while that beggar in scarlet has a beard of brown, besides being blind of one eye. As for the stranger in blue, Robin's shoulders are 3 inches broader than his."
"Then," said the sheriff angrily, "the man is a coward as well as an outlaw. He dares not show his face among good and true men."
After they had rested a short time, the 10 archers stepped forth to shoot again. Then only 3 men were left of all those that had shot before. 2 were famous, 1 was not. 1 was Gil of the Red Cap, 1 the Stranger in Scarlet, and 1 Adam of Tamworth Town. Gilbert shot first. His arrow flew straight and hit 1/2 inch from the center. Then the stranger stepped forth. He drew his bow and quickly loosed an arrow. So short was the time that no man could draw a breath between the drawing and the shooting. Yet his arrow hit nearer the center than Gilbert's arrow. Then Adam shot, carefully and slowly, and his arrow hit close beside the stranger's. When they shot a second time, the stranger's shot was the best. Then they all shot for the 3rd time. This time, Gilbert took great care to aim. His arrow hit close beside the spot that marked the very center.
"Well done, Gilbert," cried the sheriff. "I believe the prize is yours and fairly won. Now, you poor beggar, let me see you shoot a better arrow than that."
All was quiet when the stranger took his place. No one spoke or even seemed to breathe, so great was the silence for wonder of what he would do. The stranger drew his bow, holding it drawn for only a moment, and then loosed the string. The arrow flew so straight and true that it cut a gray feather off the back of Gilbert's arrow. The cut feather fell through the air as the stranger's arrow hit close beside Gilbert's and in the very center. No one spoke a word for a while, and no one shouted. But each person there looked on in amazement.
"No,"
said old Adam of Tamworth Town, finally, drawing a long breath and shaking his head as he spoke.
"I will shoot no more this day. No man can match with that stranger, whoever he may be."
Then the sheriff came down and drew near, in all his silks and velvets. He went to where the stranger stood.
"Here, good fellow," said the sheriff, holding out the golden arrow. "Take the prize. You have won it fairly. What is your name? From where do you come?"
"Men call me Jock of Teviotdale, and from there I come," said the stranger.
"You are the best archer that I have ever seen. If you will join my service, you shall eat and drink of the best. Every Christmas, 80 marks shall be your pay. I say you draw a better bow than that coward Robin Hood, who dared not show his face here this day. So, good fellow, will you join my service?"
"No, I will not," said the stranger roughly. "I will be my own person. No man in all England shall be my master."
"Then get away from here," cried the sheriff, and his voice shook with anger. "And by my faith, I have a good mind to have you beaten for your rudeness."
Then he turned and walked away. Later, under the green wood tree in Sherwood's depths, sat the man in scarlet, with a patch over one eye. In his hand, he held the golden arrow that was the prize of the great shooting match. Then he took off the patch from his eye and the old and dirty scarlet robe from his body and showed himself all dressed in Lincoln green.
"This robe comes easily away, but brown nut stain does not come away so speedily from yellow hair," he said.
Then they all laughed long and loud, for it was Robin Hood himself that had won the prize from the sheriff's very hands. That very night, the sheriff sat at dinner with his lady and talked about the match.
"In truth," he said, "I believed that Robin Hood would be at the match today. I did not think he was such a coward. But who could that peasant be who answered me so bravely? I wonder why I did not have him beaten."
Then, just as he finished speaking, something fell with a loud noise among the dishes on the table. It was an arrow with a bit of paper tied to it. It had come through the window by the table. When Sheriff opened the paper and read it, his cheeks grew red with anger. This was what he saw.
"Heaven smile on your grace this day, say all in sweet Sherwood, for you did give the prize away to happy Robin Hood."